Pesachim, Perek Yud Mishnah Hey. We're making our way through the Seder, and in the last Mishnah we went through the Hagdoma that sets up the Derech Shailu Tshuva of Akana Ben Shoyl, with the Chiyuv of Maschul Magnus and Messiah Bishvach, Ad Sheikmer Kol HaParsha Kula. Now, we're ready, after we say the whole Haggadah, and we say the Aseres HaMakos, and we might see the Dam, so when we get to the end of our Seder Haggadah, we're moisiv on to the makos, the brises of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Kiva, and so on, that are mazbir. Agav, that's sometimes part that people go quickly, because it's not the description itself. It's just the counting, the numbers of how many makos there were. If you look in some of the Haggadah, it's become more popular to print it up today, there's the letter that's written, the Mikhtav HaKodesh, that's written by Rabbi Shamshon Astropolia, where a lot of the soidos of Yetzias Mitzrayim are merumas in those brises. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the Baal HaGadah stuck it in our version. But it's a later edition. And then we have another beloved chelik of the Haggadah, but it's not here in the Mishnayis, is the part of Kama Milos Toivos with the Piyut of Dayenu, with Halachas Kama Toivah V'Toivah. And then we get to the subject of our Mishnah, Ram Gamliel Hoyoimer. Even the meaning of many houses, the women are not 100% participating, they're dealing with the kids. Ram Gamliel Hoyoimer, that's where they call everybody. So here we have something that encapsulates the whole story, there's two parts of the Seder. There's the Haggadah, the Sipritzis Mitzrayim, then there's the Achila, the Matzah, the Moror, the Afikomeneged, the Korban Pesach. And here Rabbi Gamliel puts the two together. Rabbi Gamliel lo yoyimer kol shleomer shloish dvar me'elu b'Pesach lo yotzi yedei chevosoi. The Eluhen, these three things, they have to be explained. If not, you weren't yoyitzi Sipritzis Mitzrayim. Pesach, Matzah, Umoror. Now, what this is really doing is, this is taking elements of the story that were discussed already, but they're in relating them to the foods that will be eaten. And if you think about it, that really goes back to the part of the Haggadah that we call Yochum Rosh Chodesh, where over there there's a Havim in a Sipritzis Mitzrayim, theoretically, should be able to talk about before. The maskon of the Baal Haggadah is, B'shosh Yesh Matzis Umorim Munochim Lefanecho, the Sipritzis Mitzrayim has to be linked up intrinsically to the Chelek HaAchila of the Haggadah, the second half of the Chovas HaLaila. And on that, if you don't put the two together, the story going together with the foods that are eaten to make those concepts real, then you weren't yoitza. Pesach, Matzah, Umorah. Pesach is concepts again that we've discussed. Al shum shepesach hamokom abote avisenu b'mitzrayim. The Rebbein Shalom skipped over abote avisenu b'mitzrayim, and we discussed in the Haggadah, ani Hashem, all that is part of the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach symbolizes that we're the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ato reyenu, onu tzoynecho v'ato reyenu. That relationship is in the Korban Pesach, and that's the etzem yitzir that the Rebbein Shalom Bashkoche Protis was posach hamokim, the loshon of Pesach, al bote avisen b'mitzrayim, that Bashkoche Protis decided who was a Mitzri and who was a Yid, and that the Klal Yisrael was chosen. Matzah. Al shum shenigalu avisenu b'mitzrayim. Matzah is the geula. We had, in the beginning, we say, holach ma'anya, that the lechem is also lechem oini, lechem shenom lov dvar ma'arbe, but it also has this kipshuta, lechem oini. It's the bread of affliction. But here we have, in the Mishnah of Gamliel, nigalu avisenu b'mitzrayim, this is the bread, al shum shelahizpiku b'tzekim, we derish that. In our version, the Haggadah, with a little bit more arichos, that al shum shalei hispik b'tzekim lahachmitz ad sheyotzim imitzayim, and that was the geula had to come about in that fashion. Moror, al shum shemeru amitzim ischai avisenu b'mitzayim. Again, in the Mishnah, it's only in one line, it's more barichos, but the point is that the moror, we eat the merirus, and the pshat is in Svar Magdashim state that when we eat merirus, the same way eating matzah is infuses us with emunah, lachmod mehemnusa, the emunah of a whole year rounds of Avodas Hashem comes from the matzah that we eat. There's an emunah that comes with yisurim. Every single person has road bumps. Every single person has yisurim. Every single person has things. Moros begamatria moves. Every person has bits and pieces of merirus of moves in his life the ability to hold on and be dovek in the Ribbono Shel Olam comes from achilas moror. But it's not an achila for itself, which is why moror midderaisa is eaten together with matzah and pesach. That's just bederech drush. Bechol dor v'dor, here we have the next part of our seder. Chayav adam lewis is atzmi kilu yotzim v'tzayim. Famously, the gears of the Rambam is not ki'ilu hu yotzim v'tzayim chayav adam liroi says atzmoi, but the Rambam is going chayav adam leharoi says atzmoi. On this night, he has to show himself, he has to act in a way that shows that his life is consistent with the fact that he was yotzim v'tzayim. Shenema v'gadta levincha bayayim ahu leymor. Bavurzeh also Hashem li, the Mishnah, which doesn't normally engage in Divrei Drush, but this has to be said. So the Mishnah brings it. The Pasuk says, Bavurzeh also Hashem li, because of this, the mitzvah so achilo, also Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. The Bal Hagod in our version, the Hagod of the Arichus, says, also Hashem li, and we add that the Bechol Dovedor is lo yisav senu bovad gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala afo yisonu gol imon. And then the Baal HaGadah brings, v'yisonu hoitzi misham l'man hovi yisonu. And then we go into the next part over here in our HaGadah, it says to be mechasa the matzahs. This part we say as an introduction to Halal. So it's said al HaKoyis. It's interesting that most of us have the minhag to hold the Koyis lefikach and on through the bracha. But the second chelik of Halal that starts with Loilonu, what we call halal, after benching, over there most people don't hold the kois, but it should be said ala kois, at least with a full kois in front of one's saying the halal. Lefikach anachnu chayovim lehoidois, lahalal, to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, l'shabech, lahalal means to, not just praising, but it's breaking out in ecstasy. Rabbi Miller Zatzal used to say, halal is miloshen hi. Hoilalus, there's a person loses his sense of restraint in enthusiasm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shabeach, l'foyer, to beautify, l'roimim, to uplift, l'hader is again a lashon of beautifying, hidur, l'vorech, l'ale, to be mala, l'kalis, to praise, another lashon of praise, it's a whole avodah to explain the differences between each one of these lashonis, l'misha osa l'avisenu v'lonu es kol anisim o'elu. This is the hakdama to Halel, hoitzionu mi avdus l'cherus, mi yogoin l'simcha, and again, each one has a careful definition, has to define what's avdus as opposed to yogoin. Avdus is a state of, is like a profession. So that's l'cherus, the opposite of that is being your own boss. Yogoin is an emotional state, the opposite of that is simcha. Evel, what's evel? Evel is a hanhoga, not so much an emotional state. Hanhogas or avelus, besides for the inner emotional state, an oval also conducts himself a certain way, carries himself a certain way. Yomtuf are days when one dresses, eats, and acts in a way that's consistent with the simcha of the yomtuf. So me'evel yomtuf is are days that we left being conducting ourselves by avelus, and now we conduct ourselves as dehoibina b'nei chayrin. A yomtiv dika people. Me'afel lo or godol, clarity, as opposed to confusion. U'mishibud l'geula, this is the practical shibud. Practically, l'geula means that we're now free to grow. Which is really, in a way, the same thing as Avdus L'Ches, that also needs a definition. V'noyma l'fonov, haleluko. Each one says, there are Muslim over here. We'll just mention one thing, which is mentioned in the Teis Yomtiv and the Goyin. Mishabura makes reference to it. The nine lashonis that are mentioned, lefikach anachnu chayovim, lehoidos, lahalal, l'shabeach, and so on, the Chazal tell us, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that there are 10 lashonis of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are mentioned in Tehillim. The 10th, v'neim alafonav, is haleluko. So really we have 9 plus the 10th of haleluko. Mishnah Vav, ad heichen woymer, till where do we say halal? He's referring to, the Mishnah is referring to the first chelik of halal that we say before the bracha. Ad ad chalom. So it's clear that the kadmoinim already instituted that halal should be said in two divisions. There's a din halal mitoch the CPTs in time, and then there's amir as halal. We don't make a separate bracha later on because we have. It's a hemshech of the halal that we started over here. And we have the brocha on the Sipitzis Mitzrayim that comes after the Sipitzis Mitzrayim. Might B'midah Mesuyam is also be a bracha on the Hal, but we do make a bracha after the Hal, later on after benching. So it's clear that it was broken up into two. One chelik was said as a separate avoida, halal, after benching. One chelik was said before the mitzvah, so akil at the end of the sipur. Beshamah Beisil just said, Beshamah said, say the minimum, the first capital. Beisilil said, ad chalom shlamay nemoyim. The Gemara explains the machloikis between Beshamah and Beisil very interestingly. Beshamah says, the second capital of Tillim, which is B'tzeis Yisrom Yitzayim, Yitzayis Yitzayim is when? After Chatzos. Right now we're in the first half of the night. If you follow standard halacha, and you eat Afikayim before Chatzos, or at least you eat in the Mitzvah Achila before Chatzos, you're certainly over here by the end of Magid before Chatzos. So how can you say B'tzeis Yisrom Yitzayim? It makes more sense to say it after Chatzos. Beisil holds, of a fort, you're making the bracha al Geula. In a few seconds we're going to make a bracha. So we have to speak about Nisim. So you have to stick the B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzayim into the Hilul in order that the bracha should fit with the Geula. That's the back and forth. The Choysim, the Mishnah says, B'Geula, it's a B'chsa mitzvah, L'chayra on the mitzvah of Sivis Yisrael, which is very interesting, because normally in a mitzvah say derai, so you make a bracha before. There should have been a bracha by Hol Achman, Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Kedushon Tzayisav Tzivonu, Al Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. First, I'm talking about different mahalchim. Why not? It's a mitzvah shebedibur. Not clear exactly what's the mahalach. But we do make a bracha afterwards. That's not. The Budram says something interesting. Again, the first bracha, we don't make. We don't make the bracha before. But in every mitzvah, which is instituted as a sipur of Nisim, or an expression of Nisim, a thanks for Nisim, namely the mitzvahs of Chanukah and Purim, before we light Chanukah Nes, we make a shekhshon zayzev tzivonu al on that locus neris, lahadik nershol Chanukah. The second bracha shos in Nisim lavisenu. The bracha of asher geolonu is bimkoim the bracha of Shos and Nisan Lavisen, Purim also. Make a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, plus you make Shafiyon, okay. That we make by Kiddush, plus you make a bracha of Shos and Nisan Lavisen. So that you yoytze over here. Reb Tarfon Oymer, Asher Geolonu V'Golos HaVisenu Mimitzrayim, that's the nusach that we use, V'Loi HaYechoysim. He didn't have, he started a bracha, Baruch HaTo Hashem L'Kenu Melech HaYolom, Asher Geolonu V'Golos HaVisenu Mimitzrayim, you could say V'Giyonu Alay Lozev V'Chulei, but you don't finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. It's a klal that normally a bracha kitzora does not have a chesam. This is a sugis all over Shas. Over here in Pesachim, it's a prominent feature. The gedorim of the matbei shetov chachom and behilchas brachas. And the Mishnah just told us v'chosim begulim. The Mishnah didn't say what the nature of that bracha is. Reb Tafin and Reb Kiva have a famous machloikis. The brachas that we make that are short brachas, l'moshel, we make a bracha birchas hanenin, b'priyeitz, mizoynos, shehakol, and so on. We just say one bracha. Mashenken, when you say a bracha, a long bracha that has many shvachim, besides for the matbeah of Baruch Ato Hashem, etc., hazonis ha'olam kuloi b'tuvoi. We finish off with another Baruch Ato Hashem, hazonis ha'kol. Noideh, we don't start with a bracha because we use, it's called a bracha samach l'chaveta, rachim also. After that, the three brachas, there's a hefsik, because once the three have one din, the fourth is a takana, later takana from Yavne, so then we start again with a baruch. But every bracha that has an arichus dvarim finishes off with baruch. Reb Tarfon held that the bracha over here is a short bracha. Baruch ato Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam asher geolonu v'golos aviseinu mimitzayim. And zeu. All the whole arichus of yonu alaylo azeh, Smeichim, Bibinya, V'noichal, Shom, V'chule, Asher Yagir, Tom, Agir. We don't say all that. Reb Kiva is Moisif, a whole bracha. And because of that, it's the regular standard longer bracha that finishes off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. What's his nusach? Kein Hashem l'keinu v'lekei avisenu. Yagienu l'meyagum l'urgom v'achem abonu k'senu l'sholim. Smeichim, Bibinya, N'irecho, V'sosim, V'avoidosecho. We should be Zoichim, Yitzh Hashem. It's interesting. We're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Nisan that we've done Yetzias Mitzrayim. A chelik of that is the recognition that Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a one-time event. Yetzias Mitzrayim means that there will be a Gulo Asida. The same way when we start Halach Ma'ani, we say the same thing. Hashat Ha'ocho L'shono Abo. It's a chelik of the Amunah in Gulas Yisrael is the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom is ongoing in his role of Gual Yisrael. So we add in that's a chelik of the Shvach is Yagienu, that we will, Im Yetz Hashem, experience and celebrate. But here he adds at the end, V'noichal Shom, and we'll be Zoichim Yetz Hashem, V'noichal Shom, and Azvachim, and Apsachim. And then we finish off, because the longer bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gual Yisrael. This V'noichal Shom, and Azvachim, and Apsachim, famously has a variation. What's Zvachim and Psachim? Look at the Korban Pesach. What's Zvachim? Zvachim is the Korban Chagiga that accompanies it. And because of that, there's a famous Hosafa that when Pesach falls on Matzah Shabbos, the Korban Chagiga that accompanies the Pesach was not Hukrav on Shabbos, because it's not imperative. We learned that in the Mishnah earlier, in Perek Elu Dvarim. So because of that, when Pesach falls on Matzah Shabbos, we say, Min HaPsachim U'min HaZvachim, that will only be brought in the day of the first day of Pesach. All this time, that's not true. This is the minute, by the way, comes from the Maril, it's brought in the Tazner, Chaim, Tofai, and Gimel. Lamaisa, other poiskim, Shatzim brings in Simon, Tofai, and Gimel. Hold on, no. If you're holding by Shabbos of Motzi Shabbos Pesach, the Tefillah is for next year. Next year is not going to turn out Shabbos. If this year Pesach fell out, Motzi Shabbos, it's not going to be that way next year. You're asking that next year should be that way, so that you don't have to change the Gesa.